Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Well, how the U.S. handles complaints by southeastern U.S. fruit and vegetable growers with Mexico, how that issue is addressed and handled could impact other areas of trade with Mexico, such as dairy. Let's talk about it with Jaime Castaneda, Senior Vice President, Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. Jaime, thanks for joining us. As you watch this situation unfold, the back and forth on fruit and vegetable trade between the U.S. and Mexico, how concerned are you that it could spill over and somehow impact dairy trade?
Thanks, Mike, and it's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience. I think that we dodged a bullet, and for now, I think that we went through a number of hearings in which both the National Milk Producers and the U.S. Dairy Export Council testify, and it wasn't against the concerns of farmers, produce farmers in the Southeast, but it was about that the U.S. government have to be extremely careful in whatever they do. The result cannot be on more retaliation, more tariffs against U.S. dairy farmers and dairy products. So that was the key message. I think that the way that the U.S. government resulted on a type of study that is called a 201 is probably the best of the outcomes at this stage.
So you think the way the administration is handling it so far is the right way to do it as far as protecting other sectors of agriculture from any retaliation?
Well, it's a method that is going to be very difficult for the Southeast producers to prove that they have a case against Mexico. The issue here is that we're not opposed to investigate. We would always wanted to actually investigate if somebody is increasing their exports into the United States, in which we think is in an unfair manner. But it has to be done in a manner that fulfill our trade commitments. If not, Mexico will retaliate. This way in which the administration is doing it raises the bar in which Southeast producers have to meet in order for the U.S. government to impose new tariffs against Mexico.
Let's talk about our trade, dairy trade with Mexico, huge customer for U.S. dairy. How is it going here in the early stages of USMCA? Have we seen any real difference from what we saw under NAFTA?
Yeah, and this is why this issue of the seasonal produce is so important, because when we were retaliated against because of the steel tariffs, our cheese market was impacted significantly. So trade right now, we export over $1 billion into Mexico. Large customer for skim milk powder, very important, large customer for cheese. The pandemic has impacted somewhat our exports of skim milk powder, but cheese, we're actually breaking records of exports into Mexico, which were already large. So I think overall, we're doing pretty well despite the whole pandemic.
What about with Canada? There's been a lot of efforts to stress to the administration the need to enforce USMCA when it comes to the dairy provisions with Canada. What are we seeing there?
Good point, Mike. You know, with Canadians, you always have to actually sort of like trust but verify. And we have seen already a way of the Canadians, a methodology for them to try to prevent large imports of high value products. in the way that they manage their licenses and their import licenses. We have actually complained, and we have raised a number of issues with the administration, and I believe the administration will bring a case against Canada unless the Canadians agree to modify this. When? I'm not sure, but I think it should be coming any time in the near future. What I want to emphasize to your listeners is that whoever has an ability to export into Canada, try to export. We need to actually have proof that we have tried to export into Canada and we have failed because of the way that they run their import licenses.
And finally, Jaime, as we look at China and their purchases, how much dairy are we selling into China?
We don't sell in enough. Or we don't sell as much as I would like to see that that we should be selling to them. We are back in the whey market. As you know, we had a significant decline because of both the retaliatory tariffs, but also the swine fever. We're back on the way, and they're actually importing, and they're rebuilding their pork sector, but I believe we have a significant opportunity to sell a lot more powder and a lot more cheese, but unfortunately we still have the retaliatory tariffs, and that is a major hurdle. So as long as actually we don't get rid of that, I don't think that we're going to have the opportunities that you are seeing with soybeans and corn going into China in the case of dairy.
All right, Jaime. Thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Mike. Take care.
All right. You too. Jaime Castaneda, Senior Vice President, Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow right here on AOA.